Got a lot to cover today, and I'm just going to start rolling on it. But we got to kick it off with a nod to Iowa's junior senator, Joni Ernst, who, said we're all going to die in response to a question about concerns like constituents have about the cuts to Medicaid and to what used to be called food stamps, SNAP benefits. I mean, huge cuts, going to impact a lot of Iowans, a lot of people across the country. In response to saying that, well, we were all going to die and getting a lot of pushback, she had what really amounts to an incredible apology, and I'm putting that word apology in quotes.
Hello, everyone. I would like to take this opportunity to sincerely apologize for a statement that I made yesterday at my town hall. I was in the process of answering a question that had been asked by an audience member when a woman who was extremely distraught screamed out from the back corner of the auditorium, "People are going to die." And I made an incorrect assumption that everyone in the auditorium understood that, yes, we are all going to perish from this earth. So I apologize. And I'm really, really glad that I did not have to bring up the subject of the Tooth Fairy as well. But for those that would like to see eternal and everlasting life, I encourage you to embrace my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
You know, I've listened to this clip a couple times already, and even still, my jaw is dropping. It starts out like she might actually be making a genuine apology, but then it clearly she's making fun of people. I mean, I was not at the public hearing, but I'd love to know more about this, quote, distraught person. And yeah, you know, you might justifiably be distraught if you or someone you love is on Medicaid or on SNAP benefits and suddenly you're going to be cut off from those resources that you have counted on for a long time. And even if you don't have anybody in your life on those programs, you know, you should also probably be distraught as well. And remember that, I mean, a lot of this happens because a lot of these benefits exist because corporations often don't pay people adequate wages. And because the cost of living has continued to skyrocket much faster than people's wages have grown. I mean, remember Walmart, not that many years ago, when applying for a job at Walmart, their suggestion on a healthcare plan was to go to Medicaid. In other words, we're not going to pay you enough, so go to Medicaid. Yeah, but back to this incredible response from Joni Ernst, the Tooth Fairy. I mean, she's taking again what starts off as maybe a genuine apology. Clearly, as she gets into it, she's being snarky. And then she makes a total fool of herself and a profound insult to anybody who cares about these topics by bringing up the Tooth Fairy. I mean, who scripted this for her? And you can't see what I see. You should go look at it. Maybe you've already looked it up. But if you look it up, you'll see that it's one of these really close-up shots where her face is the entire shot is her face. And it's not very flattering. I mean, that to me is not important in terms of what I expect in a politician. But from the point of view of a campaign or your congressional staff trying to put the, quote, best face forward, they did a lousy job there. And also, she's walking toward the camera, and in the background is a cemetery? I mean, what were they thinking? Did they somehow think that was, just adding to the humor? Ha, 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 we're in a cemetery, we're all going to die. And then to conclude the whole thing with if you really care about everlasting life, then you should accept my personal savior, Jesus. I mean, to bring religion into it, after bringing the Tooth Fairy into it, after taking what could have been a genuine apology and making a farce out of it while walking with your face right in the camera in front of a graveyard. You know, if I don't know who's gonna challenge Joni Ernst either. I think she's probably gonna get a Republican challenger as well. I know there's some noise on the Democratic side. There may be noise among independents as well, but you know, whoever you are, you have just been handed an amazing gift in terms of a campaign. You know, I mean, politicians make mistakes, but you know, she was a state senator. Before that, she was a county official. That's when I first met her. My first meeting with Joni Ernst was she was coming to lobby me to ask me to support something that she wanted, and I did. I'd like to say, Senator Ernst, you know, way back when I supported what you wanted, would you support what I want right now and not vote to hack away at SNAP and Medicaid? I don't think I'd get very far on that. But, you know, she's been in politics a long time. She should know better than to do. But maybe she doesn't care. Maybe what she sees happening with President Trump, who does not seem to care, whatever he says, we'll get into that later, but whatever he says and does, whatever he wants, and he seems to get away with it. In his own words, he could shoot somebody on Fifth Ave and still get elected. Well, all that happened except for the shooting somebody on Fifth Ave, but he said pretty much whatever he wants, does whatever he wants. You know, gets indicted repeatedly and still gets away with it. So, yeah, I've been reading through some of the commentary on what Ernst had to say. I really like what Rekha Basu wrote in her column. Quote, if there was any lingering hope that Senator Joni Ernst might put basic humanity before blind allegiance to Donald Trump, she didn't just stomp on it on Friday. She made mockery of the idea it should matter. That's a pretty good description of what I just played for you. She goes on to say, call it what she will, but so much for fealty to those humble roots Ernst boasted about in her first Senate campaign. Then she spoke of wearing bread bags around her shoes as a child to keep them dry. That's what Rekha wrote. I would also add that she also spoke about castrating hogs, which again, I guess that appeals to a lot of people with a rural connection. You know, I mean, I get it. It says that you're not afraid to go out there and do the hard work that farming entails. I get it. I will also point out that in her debate with Teresa Greenfield a couple of years ago, they were both, you know, that was the Democratic candidate running, they were both asked the price of corn, I believe. Could have been corn, beans. I think it was corn. She didn't know. She did not know the price. Here's the farm girl who wore bread bags on her shoes and castrated hogs. Didn't know the price of corn. The city gal, Greenfield, did. I was surprised it didn't help Greenfield more. Anyway, it's a weird world out there. you know, and again, think about what is she gaining by coming out against SNAP and Medicaid? I mean, those are in the so-called Build Back Better bill, which I don't even think we should call it that. But you know, there's a tax cut in there for the ultra rich. It's you can't hide that. That's in there. You're cutting benefits for working Americans, health benefits, food benefits, to support a tax cut for the very rich. And you're also at the same time, I mean, the increase in military spending is huge, and you're also increasing the deficit by $3.8 trillion. You know, so much for the party of fiscal responsibility. I mean, I'm not sure that a Democratic Party can be labeled the party of fiscal responsibility, but this is about as irresponsible as you can ever get. Okay, back to Rekha Basu's column. Quote Rekha, she says, Ernst framed the Medicaid cuts as a campaign against waste, fraud, and abuse and tried to lay blame on undocumented immigrants. She told a reporter Friday, quote, we don't need to see illegal immigrants receiving benefits that should be going to Iowans, end quote. Now, it's absolutely certain that Ernst knows, anybody in Washington knows, that undocumented immigrants aren't even eligible for Medicaid. But of course, you know, you can say that, you can say it over and over again, and if you say it a lie often enough and with enough conviction, there will be people who believe it. So we'll see where this goes, but in terms of campaign mistakes, she just made one of the biggest ones I've ever seen. We'll see what happens with it as things unfold toward the 2026 election.